This is the Time Fix podcast, the podcast that enables you to find more time when it really counts. Brought to you by the Time Fix, where our passion is about creating sustainable change in your time management to improve team cohesiveness and productivity. Hello and welcome. This is Ildi Ratz-Prosser and
Pooja Khilka,
your host today. Hey Pooja.
Hi Ildi, what are we talking about today?
Oh, it's a fun topic.
It is a fun topic.
We always say it's a fun topic.
Yeah, but I'm smiling especially today because I really, really love talking about this topic because...
It's a good topic.
It's a very good topic. And also, there's a controversy or even a constant discussion around this over generations.
It is. It is. Multitasking.
Absolutely.
Who can multitask better?
Exactly.
Men or women?
I know that this kind of a gender conversation has been going on for yonks, whether men can multitask or women can multitask. And we are here to break some people's hearts and say that none of us can.
Absolutely. Because multitasking is a
myth.
That's what it is.
That's what we call. It's a myth. Multitasking really does not exist. None of us can really multitask. But no. One thing that women are quite good at, and we were talking about this earlier today as well, is we are better at moving ourselves from one situation to the other or one scenario to the other easily.
But that's not multitasking.
That's not multitasking. For example, if you are at work, it's easy for you to take a break and think about what you're going to cook for dinner. Whereas men may not think in the same way.
Can I just burst everyone's bubble?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of women listening to this podcast. According to research, apparently men are slightly better at multitasking than we are. Oh, God.
Yes.
I was like, I read this sentence three times and I was thinking, really? Oh, really?
I know.
But it's true.
And that's what we were talking about.
But it depends on what sites you look at.
Absolutely.
The reality is that there's no difference between genders.
No.
So it really has nothing to do with your gender when it comes to your way of relating to this thing called multitasking.
No.
We definitely believe as productivity specialists that multitasking is a myth, and there's some proof around it, and if you really want to trial it, we'll give you some fun things to do to trial this. But what I mean is that I think it has more to do with how you relate to time and what is your productivity style.
Exactly.
How close can you get to multitasking? And when I say how close can you get to multitasking? Because you can't multitask.
No.
There's always going to be a much better, faster, more better way to do things than jumping between different tasks all the time.
Definitely. Because if you... think about it this way. If you multitask, you're not going to achieve the right results for either of them. You might only get to about 50%, for example, of one task.
You'll never hit your focus zone.
You'll never have that deep satisfaction of having completed something the way you wanted it completed or the way the task demanded it. So let's go back to the idea that... the idea of women and men. And remember, I was saying that as women, we are capable of moving from one situation to the other or one scenario to the other. Yes, because traditionally, women are the ones who are nurturer for the family. That's how the roles generally have come down over generations. And now the women's roles have changed. We are also out in the workforce. So in spite of that, the generational need of looking after the family still stays with the women. So we are much more capable to move our minds from one situation to the other, but it does not mean it's multitasking. So let's get our brains out of that kind of a thing and say that we are better at multitasking. And I just wanted to kind of emphasize on this because we easily confuse one for the other.
100%. we do, and I do believe that that's detrimental in the end to your productivity. And the more clearer boundaries you can set around your productivity and the way that you are getting things done, the better you will be at getting things done. But it definitely is not multitasking.
It's not multitasking.
And there's studies out there. Let's put it out there. So if you go on and you research a little bit and you want to find out, there's a lot of studies out there that show it's a measurable difference between what you can achieve if you take one task at a time and what's happening when you're trying to complete 2 to 3 tasks at the same time simultaneously. And I guess one of the best ways to do this, and you can do it in a couple of different ways, is just grab a piece of paper and pen and start, and the task is to write down the numbers from 1 to 50 twice under each other. And first try and do it as 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 until 50, and then again, so in a sequence one after the other. And then try and do the same thing with writing one on the top line, one on the bottom line, 2 on the top line, 2 on the bottom line, and so on. And just measure. There's going to be a considerable difference in how long it will take you to do it. And if you want to make it a bit more complex, let's say you're very versed with numbers, let's say the task would be to write down the numbers and then the letters of the alphabet. Yeah. And in one situation, do it one after the other quickly, not quickly, one after the other, yeah, sequentially, while in the other case, write a number and a letter, a number and a letter, a number and a letter. And it will show you, probably that's even better, because yes, the difference will be very, very visible.
And the reality of it is that, and the reason why that happens is because you're using two different sides of your brain, especially your numerical and your language situation. Yeah. Your two sides of brains are being used in a different way, and you're switching from one to the other. Unless you are the 1%ers of the world who can use both sides of your brains equally well, you will find it hard to switch from one to the other. So the point of the matter of all of this conversation is that multitasking is actually detrimental to your productivity.
100%.
Try and see the best way to go around this idea of multitasking is to try and see how long you can actually stay within a task. And see what your outcomes are. Measure those results. There's no other way to look at it.
Look, when it comes to productivity, unfortunately, measuring is not is unavoidable.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
So if you really want to know how do you do things and how efficient can you be in different tasks, then definitely measuring it yourself is the way to go. And I often hear this from business owners. I have such and such in my team and they can't do the task as fast as I am. Obviously, you're the expert and you're the owner.
Yeah.
But just because you can make it in a certain time frame, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't measure what that task looks like.
Absolutely.
For others, and then figure out realistic KPIs around a certain task. But again, you need to be able to stay on one task at a time.
Absolutely.
And we're so bad nowadays. And why do we do that? And I think one of the reasons why we are so bad and why we have this feeling that we can multitask is because of our gadgets.
It's absolutely because of our gadgets. Because while you're doing something, suddenly an email pops up and you have this urge of checking it right there and then. And then your phone will buzz because somebody sent you a message and you have this urge of checking it straight away. However, we all know that unless we are in the business of saving lives, there is nothing that cannot wait.
100%. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. And here's the thing. People always ask us, what is your favorite productivity app?
ourselves. We are our own apps, and our brains are our own apps.
I don't necessarily have a favorite one. I try a lot of different apps just for the sake of trying them. But I think the simplest applications are the best applications.
Yes.
So if you have an iPhone, and I'm pretty sure the Android phones would have the same kind of feature, putting your phone on Do Not Disturb is probably one of the easiest and things, best things to do.
Like we have done now while recording our podcast, because we don't want anybody to buzz us right now. So
so just saying that having your phone on Do Not Disturb is one of the easiest ways to protect your time and to protect yourself from all those interruptions and disruptions that might occur.
Absolutely.
So the simplest things are the best working things.
Absolutely. And having said that, in our little madness of archetypes and all of that, there is only one archetype that can seemingly multitask, and that's the time bender. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think so. Because they thrive in variety.
That's right. Because they thrive in variety, they can seemingly multitask. It does not mean that they are productive in that space. It just means that they are feeding the need to have different things on the go at the same time, because they love variety. They can get easily bored by something monotonous and mundane. So
can we just say that the least prone to multitasking are your systems and processes kind of people,
Absolutely.
Your time validators.
Absolutely.
And these are the two extremes. Because when you have a validator in your team, if you don't provide them with the right environment to do their focused work, then you're pretty much sabotaging yourself, and you're losing a lot of time and money.
Absolutely.
Because they do need time to get in the zone to do the right kind of quality work. And if you always interrupt them and disrupt them, you are actually taking away the chance of being productive.
Absolutely. So, and that's when
everything will take longer otherwise.
And that's when these two styles have to be respectful of each other and respect the fact that one needs multitasking, the other doesn't.
And there's no pointy fingers, and there's no right and wrong.
It's just being aware of each other's needs and respecting those needs and respecting those boundaries. That's just what it is around here. And being able to communicate around that is also equally important, because...
Totally agree.
Because nothing is achieved unless good communication exists between people.
And this is why we often see that there's a breakdown within a team.
Yes.
Because some need some things and other need other things. And this is where, you know, we're always making this joke that I have a gazillion tabs and different browsers open as I work, while you have maybe 2 to 3
at a time. But the funny part is that I have a bit of bender in me, but you have none. Yet I cannot deal with too many tabs open, but you can. So some of these things, as we speak right now, is also a part of your learned behavior. So... the idea around it is just understanding your needs, being aware of what your needs are, and also respecting them and realizing that not everybody works in the way you like to work. And while you might think that you're multitasking, you really are not. You really need to rethink that and see whether it's affecting your productivity and whether it's serving you in a way or not.
And being respectful with each other. I mean, at the moment... while we are doing this recording, we are on my computer.
Yeah.
I just simply shut down everything that is not needed. Just because I know that it will not help and serve you.
Exactly.
And it doesn't bother me, but it bothers you. So why not have the courtesy of taking in consideration your needs when we do this?
Absolutely.
When it doesn't make a difference to me.
No.
And if you are the multi-tab kind of person... Usually you don't care if it's 1 or 2 tabs, but the other way around, it really makes a huge difference. So when you think about teams in general, I think this kind of awareness around the preference on how we like to work is, and understanding this kind of preference around how we work is crucial when it comes to really becoming productive.
Absolutely.
So it's not about multitasking. It's about how well you know that person next to you.
Absolutely.
And how well you can gel with the people around you when it comes to working. And we hear this again and again and again and again, especially with people from industries that are customer facing.
Yes.
Oh, I can't not pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Really? Really? I mean, if I were the customer and you're Pooja, the service provider, I would greatly appreciate if you would say something like, I can't pick up the phone right now because I am on with another valued customer and I would love to give you the same kind of attention I'm giving to this person. Can I please call you back within?
Blah. Whatever, an hour. But the key here would be that I make sure I call you back within that time.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise then I'm not honoring what I've promised. So
and yes, I know we're dabbling here in the
boundary space,
which is okay, because in the end this is how you can stay away from
multitasking. and again, there's no such thing as multitasking. Nobody is good at it. Unless it is it's a habit that you've created that is not serving you and it's not helping you in productivity, you might want to rethink the way you work.
Absolutely. And I do believe that the moment that you catch yourself multitasking and jumping between the different tasks, what we would love to challenge you to is notice what's the chatter in the back of your
yes.
mind. What do you think?
Yeah.
How many steps do you have to go backwards before you can pick up a task again?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because that's another big, 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 big sign that something's wrong.
Yeah.
And something's not exactly as it should be. So there's ways, but notice the chatter.
Yeah.
How fast can you pick up the task at hand?
Exactly.
How fast can you jump between an email, a document that you were editing, and a phone call? How fast can you get back in the flow of doing what you were doing? Because all these things will give you a very good indication as to how close can you go to multitasking.
Yeah.
You'll never achieve it, yeah. But how close can you go to multitasking?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just a matter of being self-aware.
And here's the thing, do you really have to?
There's no such thing as I have to. The shooting, wooding, cooding of ourselves is yep. something that we
there
really need to start learning not to do. So that's another topic for another time though. But we really need to start not only listen to the chatter in the back as to how much time it took us to go back into the flow, but also why have you moved away from a task in the first place? Where did it start? Is it the bing? Is it the ting? Is it the tingle? Or is it just something that you hit a roadblock and you can't be bothered moving from that roadblock? And that's why you've skipped from
that
task.
Going into
so
that
we are just going into that
procrastination
space. But again, it is good to see why have you moved or why have you jumped from one task to the other? What has made you do that? Because that's where your answer lies.
Absolutely. Figure it out. What is that thing that is hiding behind the need to multitask?
Yeah.
Because that can be a key factor, a key thing that you could improve straight away without doing
yeah.
too much.
Yeah.
How can you eliminate the
Absolutely.
Problem of multitasking? And here's the thing. People always, always ask us, can we make more time?
Yes. This
no.
is how.
I can't.
We can't make more time. We can just create those spaces that you probably have kind of let slip because you seemingly want to multitask.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's leave everyone with this thought.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're a multitasker, here's the challenge for this week. Figure out if you are really a multitasker.
Yes. Or if you are just assuming that you are a multitasker and you are pretending to be one.
And if you're thinking, I'm going to just smash these girls, please do that test. It's
yes.
so much fun. Don't go too far. 28 numbers, 28 letters.
Exactly.
and do the test. Measure it. I'm really, really curious what your number is and what's the difference between doing this task in the two different manners. But I can promise you that there's going to be a difference.
Yes.
There's really going to be a difference.
Yeah.
And the more complex, and this is a very, very simple task, but the more complex the two tasks are, the bigger the difference will be when it comes to doing them sequentially or
alternately.
So we smashed it, Pooja.
Yes,
I think.
We did.
So multitasking is
a myth.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
This is all we had time for today. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe so you are the first to know each time a new episode becomes available.
And remember, embarking on a journey to better productivity starts with making friends with your time.
See you next time.